From Red River Radio News, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal accuses the Obama administration of illegally using federal grant money and regulations to force states to adopt the Common Core education standards. Jindal is considering a run for president in 2016. This legal challenge puts him at the forefront of a dispute between conservatives and President Obama. A controversial landfill in Shreveport could close in about 6 months. State environmental regulators tell The Times that Harrelson Materials Management will shut down when all the burning fires at the landfill have been extinguished. The books on Louisiana's last budget year have been closed, but with a bit of borrowing from this year to make the numbers work. To fill gaps in the budget that ended June 30th, the Treasury had to dip into dollars slated to pay for state agency operations this year. Treasurer John Kennedy says the state used $24 million from this year's budget to plug last year's holes. The Bossier Chamber of Commerce is kicking off a campaign today to increase chamber membership and to tell its story. According to a news release, more than 70 volunteers have signed on to help the chamber with its membership drive. The initiative begins today at 11:30 at the Gibbsland Bank and Trust Lakehouse Event Center. Researchers at LSU Health Shreveport and Louisiana Tech University are in the early stages of developing a new way to deliver antibiotics and other medicine via customized implantable devices created on a 3D printer.
I think this is something that really could hit the market and help patients very quickly.
LSU medical student Jeffrey Weissman is also pursuing his doctorate in biomedical engineering from Louisiana Tech. He said in a news conference yesterday that over the past few months, his lab has been using 3D printers to make coated beads that could be implanted during a surgery to dispense antibiotics or other medication in a precise location. The plastic breaks down and is absorbed by the body. Weissman says this way, there's no need for a follow-up surgery to remove such devices, as is the practice now.
We can create a 3D printed construct for a specific patient that has a specific drug or specific amount of drug, and we can do that for localized delivery. So it's just really kind of, just amazing that in this day and age we can do that in a matter of minutes.
Gerald Capraro directs the clinical microbiology lab at LSU Health Shreveport. He says his lab has been able to replicate what the students were able to do in preventing infection when the coated implants were tested in a petri dish. Capraro is cautiously optimistic.
We're going to have a few more experiments to demonstrate that this process actually does inhibit bacterial growth. We've got some preliminary data both from their laboratory and from the clinical lab here at the medical center that shows that antibiotic-containing plastic does inhibit bacterial growth in the laboratory.
The researchers say the next step is to apply for grants and do a lot more testing. They say there isn't any published research yet in using 3D printers in this way. Atwood's Bakery in Alexandria has launched its Bacon Fest this week. Jennifer Atwood tells the Town Talk that last year her chocolate-covered bacon strips she sold more than 1,500 chocolate-covered bacon strips. And this year's event will cap with Elvis pancakes on Saturday that include bacon, peanut butter, and lots of syrup. Currently, it's fair and 73 in Shreveport. We're headed up to a high today right around 97 degrees. This is Red River Radio News.